Is everyone here familiar with the Star Wars saga? I saw some people shaking their heads no, but in the first three movies, way back in the 70s, in the first three movies, they tell the end of the story. So the last part of the third movie is that portion of the story where it's all over. Good has conquered evil. And throughout the story, the vision of good is represented by the Jedi Knight. The vision of evil is represented by Darth Vader, who is a Jedi who has fallen away and is paying attention to the dark side of the Force. But in that last movie, after good wins, there's a scene on the forest moon where the little Ewoks, who look like little cute little teddy bears, are celebrating the victory over evil. And at one point, Luke Skywalker is looking across, and standing before him is his father, Anakin Skywalker, in the center. And he's to his left and his right are Ben Obi-Wan Kenobi and Yoda, the other two great Jedis. Now, in that particular story, I couldn't help but think of that as I was praying over this story of the Transfiguration in the Gospel, because it reminded me of the Transfiguration of Jesus Christ. See, in this story, Anakin Skywalker, who spent the entire portion of the story in the darkness of evil, became redeemed at the end of the story. And so Anakin Skywalker represents redemption. And the redemption that Anakin Skywalker represents could not have happened without the assistance of his Jedi brothers, Ben Kenobi and Yoda. I want to suggest to you that in this story of the Transfiguration of Christ, Jesus is the fulfillment of what happened in the promise of the prophets and in what happened in the exile and the redemption of the Jewish people through Moses. And so as Jesus converses with Elijah and with Moses, he becomes the fulfillment of that promise that we have from God, the promise of redemption. So I want to challenge each and every one of us to think about our own transfiguration. See, Jesus was giving Peter and James and John a glimpse of the end of the story. Now, Peter, as Peter does, reacted in such a way where he just wanted to gobble it up and hang out. But Jesus recognizes that that's not what needs to be done, because the story hadn't been over yet. And so he tells his friends, "Don't tell anyone of this vision until I am raised from the dead, until the story is over." The story is over for us. God wins. We have the gift of redemption. And yet, we are moseying about at the base of that mountain because we are still involved in our earthly experience. And even though we know the end of the story, we still are challenged and tasked with the idea of living as if the story is over for us. And that means living in the image and likeness of Jesus Christ, our Savior. But that's a challenge, because we can never forget, and we never do forget, that in order for Jesus to accomplish our redemption, he had to enter into his human suffering and death. And so our end of the story hasn't happened yet. But there will come a time for each and every one of us when our story will come to an end. And we will be transfigured. So I want to challenge each of us this evening to think about our own transfiguration. As we stand glorified, shining like the sun, as promised by our loving God, who will stand next to us? Who is it in your life that reminds you and supports you in your Christian journey? Who is it that you rely on to live in the image and likeness of God now, as if the story were over? That's a challenge for us. But it's a challenge that God invites us into each and every time we come to this altar of sacrifice. That's why we can never forget. That's why we do what we do here. Because we still live in a broken world. We still require a constant reminder of that promise from our loving God. And that promise becomes real here each and every time. Each and every time we pray these words, Christ becomes present to us, transfigured from ordinary bread and wine into the sustenance that we need in his body and his blood. So this evening, as we pray once again, as we always pray, constantly asking for strength and empowerment from our God, let it be our prayer that we can recognize this promise from God, that we can live in the trust and the hope that God wins in the end. But even more importantly, to pay attention to our own role in what redemption means. How is God redeeming you? And how is God redeeming the world through you? So pray about that idea. As we stand transfigured before God in that last day at the end of time, who do we want beside us? Who do we want to recognize as our companions in this faith journey? Who are we willing to reach out to here and now to strengthen and remind us and empower us to live the life that God calls each of us to? Yes, we recognize our need for Christ. That's what brings us here. But sometimes when we're outside of this space, it's more challenging to recognize Christ. So how do we recognize Christ in our spiritual friendships? How do we reach out to others and be Christ for them in their spiritual journey? How many of us will be standing beside someone else when they are transfigured before Christ? We have a great deal of responsibility as Catholic Christians, but we also know the end of the story. Let's celebrate the end of that story here, but let's not forget to tell the story when we leave here.